imagine that.
The next application is 11,761 Alice and Michael Vidlock. Seek variances from the side yard setback, sections 115-25C and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Miller Street, approximately 951 feet northeast of Mount Joy Road. The 911 address is 26296 Miller Street, Mullsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 21, Parcel 175. Specifically, they are requesting a 9.3-foot variance for the side for the house, a 5-foot variance for the side for the steps. And we received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, but no mail returns. Thank you.
Please state your name and address for the record. Where I work firm, the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening. How you doing?
Fine.
Uniqueness of property. We kind of jotted this down quickly at the planning board because we discussed this before we purchased the home. So if you have, you might have questions after I explain what we did here. Uniqueness of property. The home was built too close to the property line on the northeast side. We were informed that the house was a legal structure and could be improved and made livable. We were told, this is by the planning board, it has a certificate of occupancy or a certificate of compliance and is in compliance with all the rules and regulations. That's as far as the home. Cannot otherwise be developed. The property existed and was built prior to us purchasing it. The property is usable but needs improvement. There needs to be a way to enter and exit the dwelling on the northeast side. The northeast side of the dwelling is too close to the neighboring property. This is a property that has been owned by the same person on lot B8. We are on lot B9. It wasn't created by the applicant. Obviously, it was before we were there. This is a correct statement. We purchased this home and property knowing the property line is close to the structure. We spoke with the County of Sussex previous to buying the home and were told we should. It shouldn't be a problem getting a variance on the structure for that reason, because it has a certificate of compliance already. Will it alter the essential character of the neighborhood? Not at all. We would only make improvements to complement the neighborhood, cleaning up the property and making the necessary improvements to the making. And it needs a lot of fixing up. The house was a foreclosure, so we plan on fixing it. Minimum variance, the variance will afford relief to this issue. We'll be able to make this home and property a desirable place to live. I did get a letter from one of the neighbors, but it's more concerning. The last paragraph concerns us, but the rest of it concerns the property adjacent to us.
Travel a long way from the scene.
Yes, we did. Yeah, absolutely. My wife likes this coast.
What did you say?
My wife likes this coast. Yeah, I like the dry heat.
Scottsdale doesn't have a coast.
No. Not without driving a few hours.
I'll read what's pertinent to the application and that. They didn't sign it. But that's okay.
Yeah.
They had some concerns about some issues that we can address in via the code enforcement if they're pertaining to the application. But they have no problem with the case. Seeking the variances from the side yard setback. And that's what they had. They said they had some other items that would be more applicant to code or zoning enforcement, which we can address by staff.
Okay. No, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. The applicant has explained it.
Sure.
No other questions,
Mr. Chair.
You bought this last year?
Yes.
That's all?
Have you talked to the, is that letter, is that from the owner of B9, lot B9?
No, actually, the lot owners on B9, the lot, the purchase we made, it was an acre of property. The people foreclosed lost the half of the property that had the house on it. So the people in B9 are living illegally in a little shack next to the property.
So is B9 part of this property?
I would love it to be. They won't sell it to us.
Okay.
Because it's part of the family.
Was it a part of the property?
It was never a part of the property. It's just it was the same owner.
Okay, so that's probably why it wasn't an issue before then, because one owner and two lots?
I'm guessing. I have no idea.
Is there a septic system service on the property at all?
There's a septic system. The well was on the other half acre of the property, so I went to Denrec and I got approval and I had a well installed.
Okay, and where's the septic system at?
The septic system's in the backyard, so it's nowhere near that other property. I think it's on the survey, if I gave you the survey copy.
I didn't see it on there, but that's okay. I was just figure out a little more about it. And you referenced that you're making improvements. You're not making any additions to the house.
Oh, no.
Raising it or doing anything like that.
No, no.
All right, I have no further questions.
I'm just gonna note that it's actually from Nathaniel Purnell is the person who wrote the letter. They put it up top, not at the bottom.
Oh, I did, okay.
Thank you. There are no further questions. And are there any persons here that are in favor on this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? The chair hearing them, we entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant, I think the property is unique because the applicant purchased it and then had a house that was not in compliance. And since it sits on a block foundation, it can't be developed in necessarily strict conformity as it is. Therefore, being necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We heard testimony that it was not created by the applicant. We didn't hear that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood or the general public welfare. I think he's asking for a minimum to afford relief. I make a motion that we approve case number 11761.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? We have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11761. All those in favor of the motion, and Mr. Wood.
I for the reason say it.
Again, Mr. Hudson.
I for the reason say it.
And Mr. Mills.
I for my reasons.
And I'm Scalway for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11761 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen and ladies.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.